Man, it's really cool. Different energy, different area. Kind of get a new vibe. Been in the league for a long time, so I'm always used to one team. Being in a new area, coach is always talking about competition, brotherhood. He's bringing in great players. That's changing the atmosphere. Listening to Bobby Wags talk, Von Miller talk, Ryan Kerrigan, Tapp, Sharif, Coach Witt, all them guys, knowledge of the game. And it's just cool and refreshing to just hear a lot of different perspectives on how to get things done.
Along those lines, I don't even mean it from the perspective of like better or worse, but just different, like something new, as if you have a new, any of us get a new job. Is there just some kind of fresh energy and like a recharge into the batteries that could come with that?
Well, you know, I would say just they speak in a different way in the sense of how to get the players to go, get them motivated. But at the end of the day, it's still football. You still got to put your hat and handles on somebody as a D lineman. Still got to cover you guys as a DB. So the nods are still the same. It's just how the delivery is. And that's interesting, you know, hearing one for such a long time, going over to another. And it's real cool to see that different perspective on how to lead men.
I think a lot of times people like to look at either numbers or video and say, oh, this is what a guy is now. Sometimes you're being asked to do different things year in,
exactly,
year out. Yeah. Like at this point, a lot of people think you're going to be tough against the run, you know, maybe on passing downs, you're not as on the field as much. Like, do you even see it that way, or do you still see yourself as being able to do both and whatever you need?
I can do whatever coach asks me to do. Play inside, play outside, I can play three technique, shade, 6-9, to play in the pass, play in the run. So whatever they need me at, that's where I'm going to play. In my whole career, I played in a 3-4, 4-4-3, so I played that 3, playing 2-gap. Here's a little bit different, less 2-gap, but depending on what situation it is. So whatever coach asks me to do, I can do.
So that's a rarity in terms of that versatility. Were you just blessed with that coming out, or is that something over years you learned in a way of survival and just making yourself useful?
Learn a lot from the Darth Vader himself. He taught me a lot about
affectionately, right?
Yeah, most definitely, honestly. He taught me a lot about how to play every single position on the field. Having guys come back like Vince Warfield, having guys come back like Willie McGinnis, those type of guys always come back and just teach knowledge on how to play the position. So hearing that, how he coached all them guys, I learned a lot on how to play it. So coming here, it's all about just fine-tuning. You can always fine-tune stuff. You never cut your knowledge off, you know what I'm saying? So Sharif is one of the best that I've seen on film when it comes to playing that inside position. You already know Ryan Kerrigan's a GOAT, so he bested that position. Now we got added Vine, and then the knowledge that Tapp has, he's played every spot on the field from linebacker to D-lineman. So it's a wealth of knowledge in the room. So I just shut up and listen, because those guys play a lot more balls than I did. So even though I played 9 years, they got to play at a high level too. So I'm in there, and I'm bouncing ideas off each other. How you see this play, how you see that play. And that's it.
Dietrich Wise and the Commanders. To that point, you got two Hall of Famers you're working with every day, and Bobby Wags and now Von Miller. You're not new to playing with great players in New England, but two Hall of Famers in the same room. What's it been like just rubbing elbows with those guys?
Listening to all their knowledge has been very I've been very grateful to be in the room with them. You know, just listen to how they see the game, how they prepare, and how they maneuver every single day is phenomenal. So,
lastly, non-football, what makes you go? Like, what kind of things do you care about when you're not practicing, training, playing?
My family, number one.
How many kids you got?
I have two kids, a two-year-old and a one-month-old. So,
wow. I have a two-year-old and a two-week-old. I have a four.
There you go.
But you're in it. I already know. Your wife is the MVP, though.
Yeah, she definitely is. Yeah. Definitely is. So I do all this so that they can have a better life. And whatever that they want to do, they have the opportunity of doing. And then just creating a legacy for myself that's respectful on the league. Guys who play against me know who I am, what I'm about. And I felt very honored to be called here because they know who I am, too. So my main goal is just to keep that going. Be that powerful player that I'm always in.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.